Good morning. Let's continue further in the Chayadim, but I would like to do one thing. I would like to go out of order because the points that we've touched on really are touched in the Chayadim in Simanim Yud Gimel, Yudbeis Yud Gimel, and Yudalad and Tezbav, and then afterwards we'll go back to Simen Yud. So in Simen Yud Beis, the Chayadim says, "Osher lichnos lichanos lichnos to basic nesses or basic medrash kim letzarach tefila or talmud Torah." A person can't enter into the basic medrash or basic nesses for any other purpose other than learning or davening. So that's the example which we gave, that he can't use the basic nesses as a place of refuge from the elements. He wants to warm up. He wants to dry out. He wants to cool off. So you can't go there for that purpose. But now, what about the following example? Somebody's in the base of Medrash, or in the shul, and I need to call him out. So I have to go in. I'm going in not for the purpose of davening or learning. I'm going in the purpose of calling my friend out. So yikanes b'ikra sham eiz a pasuk or eiz a tefila or mishnah v'acharkach yikra eyu. So the person should go in and do the mitzvah of learning or davening there. He should read a posik, say some type of tefillah, learn a mishnah, and then call the person out. And the law is that it should be simply done in that order, so that there should be clear that there's a kenisa using it for the kedusha purpose of learning or davening, and then go on to your other needs. So this idea of if you add the Torah or tefillah element, it's going to be mutter. That this applies for calling somebody out. Let's say a person is not able to do that. He's not learned enough to even read anything. So he can listen to somebody else learning. He can ask somebody to teach him something. If that's not possible, so the Yisha Shama, just sitting in the shul or the base of medrash for a little bit, is considered a mitzvah. Kigama yeshiva behem mitzvah. So you've done the mitzvah of the kenisa into the base of kenesis, base of medrash, for the purpose of spending time there. You cannot use the shul as a shortcut. Now the way the Chayadim presents this, and the Mishmar points this out as well. Here he does not say the solution of reading a pasuk, etc. The case of the shortcut, the fact that you stop and learn there for a moment, is not going to make it mutter. For the purpose of kenisa, to go into the shul to get somebody, you have a bona fide need to go in. You have to get the person out. So you say, well, as long as you do a mitzvah, it's okay. But over here, you shouldn't be using the shul as a shortcut. The fact that you learn something there along the way is not going to make it mutter. If it had two different doors, and I want to go in one and not the other. Now, however, I went in there to learn, and afterwards I sat down and I learned, and I realized instead of going out the same place I came in, I'll go out the other side and it'll get to where I have to go now quicker. So that's fine, because the purpose and your intent of going in wasn't for the shortcut purpose. It was for a true need, usage of the basic matters or the basic kinesis. Furthermore, if a person goes in for davening purposes, not only is it permitted to go out the other door, actually there's considered a mila or a mitzvah to go out the other door. This is based on Pesukim Yecheskel, which describes when people come to Beis Hamikdash, they would come in the Shaar itself and they go out in the Shaar Dorim, and vice versa. So the Pesukim indicate that it's appropriate to go out a different way than you came in. Okay, Simen Yud Gimel. Mutter Lorak Behem. So we mentioned this before, that the Mikra Din of the Halacha, that a person will be allowed to spit on the ground of the Beis HaKnesses, that people would not swallow the spit, they used to spit it out. Actually, a Shavshav to take a Baraglo, you would rub it into the ground. Since they had dirt floors, sand floors, but rubbing it in, it wasn't obvious that anything was there. We pointed out that the Shaar HaTzion in the Mishnah Berurah points out that if a person is makbid not to do this in his own home, So he cannot do this in a Beis HaKnesses either, because the Morris says the reason why this is permitted is because a person who's sitting in his home is allowed to do this. And since in some ways we look at a Beis HaMedrash or Beis HaKnesses as the place where you're supposed to spend your time, it's permitted. If a person would be is makwa not to do it in his own home, he cannot do it in the Beis HaKnesses either. So a person can't do that. Now, last point, he says, over here, like you mentioned, the person should clean off the tit off of his shoes. He is allowed to come in wearing his coat with his walking stick. It's not considered that's a person can't do that to the makom of the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we're pointing it out. For Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMikdash is not that level of disregard or disrespect that's going to be problematic in a Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMikdash. Have a good day.